1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. We're going to kick it off and go with Carol. Hi, Carol.
Yes, I'm calling for my mother. She'll okay. be 100 in July.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Hitting the big century club. I love it.
Right. And she's never had any serious illness.
Okay.
And she's really looking forward to her 100th birthday party.
I mean, everybody knows
it's coming. But all of a sudden, she's having a problem. She's had it for a while, I guess. The doctor called it restless legs.
Okay.
And he had her on Lyrtex. Well, not just recently, it got a little worse. So she said something to him about it, and he put her on Clonopin.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been on it for about 4 days now, and now she can't even move her feet. She can stand up, but she can't move her feet. And the last time she was in there, he mentioned the word Parkinson.
Mm-hmm.
So he evidently thinks that she has a little jerk sometimes, and I think that's what she was complaining about.
Yeah, I got it.
But now she can't walk or anything.
So
do you know anything that we can do? Now, some of the girls did call him back and ask him about taking her off that Clonopin and putting her back on the Myrtex. But he said, I can't do that unless she comes in. Well, if she goes in, it's going to be like an ambulance, you know.
Hmm.
So if you're going to do that, you may as well go to the hospital.
Right, I get that. Well, here's the thing. Now, not being able to walk and the trouble that she's completely unable to now, and is that how rapidly did that change?
Within 3 days.
Yeah. Did the doctor say bring her in, no matter what?
Yeah, he told them that he couldn't change her medicine back to that other unless we brought her in.
Yeah, that's true.
And so we just said, well, if she has to go in an ambulance to the doctor, she can go to the hospital. So we really don't know what to do. And I told her I would call you, but I listen to you every night.
Well, I would definitely get her, no matter what, back to her doctor so that he can evaluate the medicine a little bit better and make a better judgment call. Because, I mean, with her being the age that she is, that's really amazing, by the way. Tell her happy birthday from me and everybody over here, okay?
Okay, I will.
So, but that's really remarkable. If she's got issues with the little jerking motions and all, and they don't have a definite diagnosis of Parkinson's, do they? He didn't say that for sure.
Well, he said something about Parkinson. He thought it might be some that starting or something like that.
Potentially starting, yeah. Does she eat well? I mean, when you get to be 100, it's like, how is she the kind that really takes care of herself? Does she eat whatever she wants? How is that part of her?
She takes real good care of herself. She believes in going to bed at the same time every night, taking her medicine all the same time, eating at the same time every day, and she eats right.
Yeah, I would. I mean, if you're asking my thoughts are to make sure that she gets over there to the doctor, let him look at her medicine, come up with a game plan, that whole thing. And I would tell you this, one thing to consider, I'm at this point with her, my thoughts, I mean, if it was my mother and I was working with her, I mean, at least make sure that she's taking cod liver oil, some kind of fish oil, is going to be good for her just overall general health. And when you go see your doctor, just mention that to him, that, you know, they're not going to have a problem with that. But that's just going to be good for everything in her body. And I always say, if you had to throw away everything and take one thing, and at that point with her age, I mean, my goodness, she's doing great. She's already a firecracker, I'm sure. So cod liver oil is just going to help all the way around. The omega-3 fats really help the nervous system. And, I mean, just it's kind of like a multivitamin for the nervous system. So with potential brain chemistry and dopamine alterations, if it is Parkinson's, then just good old omega-3 fatty acids, which you can get in your food, obviously. But the concentration of it in a liquid form like that just does the body good. It's kind of like the old adage for milk, which I don't really agree with. But the cod liver oil definitely does the body good. Tell her happy birthday for us. Keep us posted. But please, I think it's a good idea to get her over to her physician. 888-283-7272. Find all kinds of great health information to empower your health and your life. And also check out empoweringyourhealth.com. There you can get a copy of my book, the best-selling book, to take you from where you are to where you need to be with your health. Important. That's why I wrote it. Common sense information. You ever think about that for a minute? We get so convoluted with everything going on, especially now. Health's becoming kind of a hot topic in the news and television shows, and it's just becoming almost trendy. And you see all these different articles and you read things. One day broccoli is good for you. The next day, oh, it might cause cancer. The next day, we don't really know. And the more we read about health, the more we study health, we get kind of lost in the details. It's like, what do you do? Going to bed at the same time every night, getting to bed early and then getting up early so your hormones have time to recover, your body tissues have time to recover, and it just makes such a big difference in our overall health. Little things like that, drinking plenty of water, half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. I mean, little things like that, exercising, get your body moving every single day. Common sense is what it's all about, and your health really is your greatest wealth. So just know this. Know that to have a goal to live up to be 100 is a great goal. The quality of life is very important. So the choices you're making right now are going to determine the kind of quality of health and the quality of life that you're going to have. The good news is that it doesn't really matter if you've made a bunch of bad choices in the past. You're going to see that in your health. You will see it. Because your body and your cells change based on the choices that we make every single day. However, moving forward, the good news is that today can be a brand new day. That the body regenerates every single day. Old cells die off, new cells form. And we get a brand new body about every year, roughly. Every couple of years, as they say. But certain cells regenerate that quickly in parts of the body. So that's good news. It means that we don't have to be stuck. It means that the choices we make today, they can be new choices. They can propel us to a new level with our health and with our life. And I want to encourage you that you don't have to be stuck where you are. You may have a diagnosis right now, but it doesn't mean that you can't work with your physician, come up with a good game plan, a new game plan, and have a new lease on life, if you will. You don't have to be stuck. Maybe you've been diagnosed with stage 1 cancer and you're scared. Well, I understand that. It doesn't mean your body can't recover. I talked to many oncologists, and they call it things they can't explain, science can't explain. Well, it's what I call the God factor. It's the great physician factor, that when all the physicians have kind of ran their course, you know, sometimes a great physician will step in and do his thing, which is very cool. But at the same time, knowing that you have to do the things that you can do, taking responsibility for your health, working with your physician, learning what you can about your body, and then taking the proper steps to take care of your body. Well, that's the kind of thing we want to help you do here on this show. Take you from where you are to where you need to be. It's about living with extraordinary health for you. We'll be right back. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now at 832-7272.
7272. Welcome back. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to James. Hi, James.
Hi, how are you today?
Living well, man. What's going on?
Well, I'm having some problems. So I'm in Texas, and I moved from Houston to Hillsboro, Texas.
All right.
Back in the early 90s, and in fact, I'm a diabetic. And for the time that I was there, I believe it had something to do with the water there, that it started me having some problems with my stomach, where I was having diarrhea quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, I'm still having those problems. But to make a long story short, they tested me back then at the doctor's office back then, but they couldn't find anything that was wrong.
Sure.
So meanwhile, over the years, I've been still dealing with that same problem. So it got to the point where just recently, within the last 2 years, I've been checked twice with samples and everything. They still can't seem to find out what's going on. So I'm a little curious now. I'm 51 years old, soon to be 52, and I don't understand why am I constantly having this particular diarrhea, cause majority of the time my outcomings is normally solid, and sometimes it's just basically just watery.
But it's not all the time, though. Will you have some bowel movements that are solid?
Yes.
It'll flip-flop then, is what you're telling me.
Right. Yes.
Right? Kind of goes back and forth. Okay. So you've been to your doctors and you kind of talked to them, and no one really, they're not really giving you anything.
No, sir. They have x-rays of all different types, and they keep going back over the same thing. Nothing there. So I don't quite understand that, because I just recently had... Fine, I should have had this test done some time ago as far as the male prostate is concerned, and now I'm still dealing with this particular problem here. And my average, I'm 5'11", and my weight now is 173. And when I became diabetic in 1990, I lost a lot of weight. So meanwhile, I'm still dealing with this diarrhea problem is causing me to lose a little bit too much weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what step to take from there, because my wife, matter of fact, my mom is a nurse, but she's gone now. But my wife had mentioned to me one time she believed I have irritable bowel syndromes.
It's possible. I mean, the IBS is very possible. Did any blood come out with it?
No, sure haven't.
They haven't done that? Nothing of that. Okay. Now, does it happen when you get stressed out, or does it happen just randomly on its own?
It just happens. Randomly, just out the blue.
Okay. What does your diet look like? And when I say that, just give me a quick day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, just kind of briefly. What does it look like?
Majority in the morning, sometimes I don't stop drinking coffee, but if I eat anything, I'll want to eat something that it doesn't have a lot of sodium in it, you know, because being diabetic, I may eat a salad or something that can, you know, get my energy going, get me going for the day.
Like what?
What
did you have today?
Well, this morning I had a breakfast burrito.
Okay.
And that's about it. This morning I had a breakfast burrito.
Lunch.
This evening I had some spinach and some beef patties, and that's about it.
You didn't have lunch at all?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, a couple things to share with you. First and foremost is we got to get something out of your vocabulary. Now, I'm a big fan of the things that we say make a big difference in our lives. There's three sides to what's called the health triangle. And regardless of what health challenge that I'm in a conversation with somebody about, the rules are still the same. And so there's three sides to the health triangle. There's the mental side, that's brain chemistry, neurotransmitters, subconscious mind. And then you've got the chemical side, and that's all the body chemistry, how the heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, how all of that functions, and then the structural side, bones, muscles, and nerves. And so all three of those work together to support the body all the way around, and it creates the complete picture. So with you right now, you're dealing with something digestive, okay? So you've got watery diarrhea, it comes and goes, and yeah, I mean, blanket diagnosis, your doctor might consider that it could be IBS, possibly. Okay, so sounds like it, smells like it, looks like it. Absolutely. More tests need to be run, obviously, and things need to be checked on. But there's a couple things that you'll always want to think about. Diet is a key. Whenever you got something digestive, you always want to think about what are you putting in your body. But here's the deal. When you call yourself diabetic, you're putting a label on yourself. I'm not a big fan of that. Here's why. Because we become what we think about. All right? It's a basic principle of life. And so whatever you think about, the label you call yourself, the name that you put on yourself, all of that matters. And the more that we call ourselves, I mean, it's okay to say diabetes. No problem with that. You're dealing with diabetes. It's a health challenge that you're facing, right? So diabetes, no big issue in that regard. However, calling yourself a diabetic, like once a diabetic, always a diabetic, not so much the case. Because what you're saying is, I'm diabetic, it just is what it is. And so you're telling your subconscious mind that, and you're telling your body that, so it is what it is. If you're dealing with diabetes, but it's something you can possibly overcome, different story. So you're training your mind to know that it's possible to overcome.
In other words, my mom used to say, things come as you think.
Yes.
And the Bible also says, I believe it says something about...
In Proverbs, it says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
Right, and that one too, that...
Power of life and death in the tongue. We could go on and on and on about scripture.
That's what I was thinking of, that one.
But it is true. So you happen to be James, who's dealing with diabetes. Okay, you're dealing with it. It's been, you know, it's going on in your body. You're dealing with it, but you're not defined by it. So just don't call yourself James the diabetic, you know, or Susie the cancer patient, or Jim the heart patient. I mean, it's bad enough that we tend to label people, doctors do. You're James, period. And you're looking for better health. And so when we come out of this commercial break, we're going to talk about ways to get there. Hang tight.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And a taste absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Check out the show 24/7 at HealthCoachRadio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Listening to the best and healthy talk radio. Going to the break, talking with James. James has been dealing with a couple things. One, struggling with a health challenge called diabetes. Many people know what that is, where the body can't handle blood sugar very well. And insulin begins to slow down its production. And, of course, we've been having issues with rising levels of blood sugar. So a person has to take things like metformin, glucophage, to increase the receptors in the body. So anyway, James is dealing with periods or bouts of loose bowels, diarrhea, and it kind of fluctuating back and forth with solid stools and loose stools. And we were talking a little bit, James, just about some of the issues, and I want to talk to you about just some thoughts. When we're, you know, I guess who kicked around the idea of IBS? Your wife, your sister? Who said that? Your wife, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that when you're dealing with something like IBS, loose stools and whatnot, you always have to look at the diet first, because inflammation starts in the digestive tract and it will show itself all over. And it's so important to make sure that you get things cleared up in there first. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about that, about gut health, getting the gut where it needs to be. Several things you can do. One is you want to cut out all flour-based foods from the diet completely. So bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all that needs to go. If it's got flour in it, it needs to go because of gluten, which is a protein in there that can really cause a lot of inflammation within the body. The other is cow's milk, dairy. So cheese, milk, yogurt,
any of that from the cow's dairy side should be avoided for a period of time, and then see how the body responds. Because the gut tends to have a pretty strong ability to heal and do very well if the irritants get taken out, whether it's from the diet or the environment or wherever. So something to consider as you're going through that process. The other thing, when you're having these types of issues, probiotics are really good. And probiotics are the opposite kind of antibiotics. Antibiotics go in and they wipe out all the bacteria. Well, there's some good bacteria that our body needs. And the probiotics, pro means good, actually adds and puts the good bacteria back in the digestive tract so we can function and the gut can function at the level that it needs to. You can absorb and digest nutrients like you need to. So it'll be a great thing to look into. And you can get that at your local health food store. And so there's a lot of great tools you can use to go from where you are to where you need to be, so to speak. And I don't think you're going to be stuck there. I mean, you've already been to the doctors. They've done their tests, and no one can really tell you what's going on, right? I mean, wouldn't you say so? I mean, have you been, and everybody's just kind of scratching their head?
That's what it seems like to me, because it doesn't matter. I've seen times where it doesn't matter what I eat. It just runs right straight through me.
Yeah.
I could drink water. You know, 2 hours later, it comes right straight through me.
Yeah, and I would make sure, in the meantime, if they haven't done a stool sample of some kind, that they would do that. Now, obviously, I'm sure they've done blood work and checked all that. I mean, it could be, you know, it could be a parasite. It could be several different things. It could be a certain bacteria that you're dealing with that's been there and that is just now kind of rising its ugly head. I mean, there's a host of things. So just as long as your physician has done multiple tests to figure out and narrow down what might be the issue, then, you know, I mean, obviously eating and changing your dietary habits and the things we talked about, those things are pretty much a given. Go to Carolyn now. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, darling. How can I help?
Well, I've been dealing with toenail fungi
mm-hmm.
for over, I'd say, about 12 years now.
Oh, my goodness.
And I have been going to what the gal is certified, Petty Medi. She claims this is a certification. And she cleans my toenails really well, and she had prescribed a spray and a mousse for my skin on my feet, but a spray for the toenail fungus. And I've been going to her for, gosh, over a year, almost a year and a half now, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better. And I've been very faithful, you know, putting the spray on. But talking with different ones, they say that it is from the gut. In other words, the diet.
Right.
I'm asking, can you help me?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I just got your book, by the way.
Oh, great.
A friend of mine listens to you on the radio, and I do also when I get a chance, but ordered your book and ordered the book for her, and we're gonna go through it together. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's a great way to do it, to always be able to do something like with a friend or someone. Is just really great. So thanks. That's really great. It's going to be a real asset to you, I think, and I hope it is a blessing. When it comes to something like a toenail fungus or even a fungus in the body, regardless, you always want to clean out the gut. You're right. It, no matter if it shows itself in a toenail or wherever, you always go to the gut first and clean out the digestive tract. There's a couple of supplements that work really well. Just so you know, internally, you've got to do some things externally. And because toenails are slow growers, there's some patterns of things you can do that can be very helpful. But you may not see a benefit for 2 months or so because it takes some time for it to kill off the fungal infection and then for the toenail to either fall off and regrow, or it'll just kind of grow itself out. So just realize that up front. But wormwood is really good and black walnut. They're both very, very good at cleaning out parasitic infections or fungal infections within the body. With the black walnut, typically, the old adage is that you can pretty much take that most of the time, and it's pretty easy on the system. With wormwood, though, a little bit different. They usually say 14 days on, and dosage just depends on what brand you get. You know, when you go to the health food store, whatever they have, every label is going to have different ways of taking things. But the wormwood, the kind of the adage is 14 days on, 7 days off. and it gives your body kind of a chance to break, and it actually allows it to function better. And it's been used for a very long time, very old remedy, quote unquote, and it's very good for clearing out the body of those type of infections. So just something to look at, something to consider as you're looking into all of this. The other thing is using things like oregano oil, cutting down all the gluten and cow's milk, dairy in your diet. So any flour-based foods, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, cow's milk, dairy, milk, cheese, yogurt, all that kind of thing. So several items that you want to look into to make sure you clear out from your diet to get your digestive tract where it needs to be so that you can get yourself where you need to be. And as far as soaking the foot, which this is kind of what I was going to get to, vinegar, 3 to 5%. Anything over 5% can cause you to potentially almost have an over acid type feeling to the skin. It might even not really burn the skin, but have a burning sensation. So 3 to 5%, that's typically the level of vinegar that you can ingest, like apple cider vinegar or the vinegar that would be at your grocery store. Okay, but soaking that 15 minutes twice a day, if you can, does wonders, because the vinegar is so thin that it gets into the pores and it helps kill off the bacteria externally. And then also one thing that works very well is echinacea, and putting the echinacea powder in with the vinegar. So you can either get it in a powder form, you can get it in a tea, so you drop the tea bags down in there. You could actually get the capsules and pop open the capsules within the vinegar, and that can be very helpful. So, I mean, there's several things that you can use to kind of get that system in motion, but it does work. But you got to wait it out. Don't think you can soak your foot in vinegar and next week your toenail is going to just be completely healed. It, you know, it just doesn't work like that. So a couple things to look into that I think can help your situation. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with right now? You're listening to the show and you're thinking, huh, who is this guy talking about all toenail fungus, and the next minute he's talking about diabetes? Well, we're doing things that we can on this show to help you, because this show is about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. And that's what we want to do. We want to help get you from where you are to where you need to be with your health. That's what this show is. It's for you, and it's about you. Right now, let's go to Pete. Pete, welcome.
Hey, Dr. Rachel, how you doing?
Man, I'm living well. What's going on?
This call isn't for me. It's for a friend.
Okay.
Had some pretty grim news yesterday. I woke up and just wasn't able to swallow. Kind of weird. Well, long story short, he's got esophageal cancer, and it's pretty advanced. And they said something like 6 weeks to a month, or 6 weeks to 3 months. And he said, which, you know, what I'm calling you about is the chemo. Is that... they want to give him chemo for 6 weeks, and then, you know, that's what the doctor offered, chemo for 6 weeks, and that's about it. And is it really worth it? I mean, is it going to help that same quality of life you got left?
That's a great question. And I think that you could even ask an oncologist. First of all, the oncologist is telling you what treatment options are available, you know, and it is going to be up to your friend to make a decision about the quality of his life. Certain cancers, depending on how aggressive they are, what stage they're in, it sounds like it's stage four, or I mean, it's wow. Let's do this. I'm going into commercial break right now, but I will tell you that cancer, esophageal cancer, there are several options. But when it gets down to treatment versus quality of life, that's another discussion, and we'll tackle that in just a moment.
A natural health and wellness-based provider in your area, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Thank you.
call now, 888-283-7272.
That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, getwellradio.com. You want some healthy talk radio? We can talk and chat then every single day. And it's 888-283-7272. And we'll be there for you to answer questions about your health. And, of course, we've got new preferred wellness provider location coming. So we'll be able to help you any way we can to help you get well, stay well, and live well. Our quote for the day comes from George Bush Sr. He says, I have opinions of my own, strong opinions, but I don't always agree with them. Very, very good. Email came in, Robert in Birmingham. He says, over the last 6 months, my doctor has been monitoring my blood pressure. It's been high, and he's wanting to put me on some medication. I really don't want to go on the meds. What foods can I eat to lower my blood pressure? Well, let me tell you a couple things, Robert. First, you want to do what your doctor tells you. I really mean that. And that's... Because blood pressure is not something to play around with. Now, you can do things naturally, no doubt. A lot of people want to know what kind of nutritional things can I do, lifestyle-based decisions can I make and choices can I make. And those, there are plenty of them. We're going to talk about it real quick. But things like lisinopril, some of the basic medications that you would take for blood pressure, even at a 10 milligram, 5 milligram, is break them in half or whatever you want to do, those types of medications, for a small period of time, especially if you're overweight or you're trying to drop weight, it's not that big of a... I mean, it's something that you shouldn't be worried about. I know you don't want to go on that, but it's something that if your doctor's recommending, you should strongly consider. And that's just my thought, because blood pressure is not something you want to play around with at all. And there's some things that docs will give you some leeway on, but blood pressure is usually not one of them, especially if they've had you checked and then they have you come back in a couple of weeks and they check it again and they make sure it's not white coat syndrome and you're not, your blood pressure's just not going up because you're there at the office. And so it's something you want to consider. I would definitely understand that. And I'm going to tell you some what research is out there on more of a nutrition and lifestyle-based care, but I just want to tell you that because it's really important. A lot of people think, well, I just don't want to do that and I think that's crazy, and it's not crazy, actually. It's actually pretty smart. So anyway, let's get on to the part you probably want to hear about. So, Robert, here's the deal. Studies have shown for exercise, obviously 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week is something that's very good for blood pressure, but also jumping on up and down on a mini trampoline. It's called rebounding. Now, this was discovered about 10 years ago. Harvard did a study on rebounding and its effect on blood pressure, and they found that it was very, very good and very positive. And so rebounding is kind of like that little mini trampoline. There's a real good one that we've used in our different clinics called UrbanRebounder.com. UrbanRebounder.com, and they're like $100. They've got a little handrail you can hold on to, and they're very durable. So those are actually really good. 5 minutes a day up to 20 minutes a day, and you kind of work up to that. You know, I'd always tell people just put it in front of the television, watch your favorite football game or sitcom or whatever you want to do, and all of a sudden it'll be over. And so it goes by really, really fast. It's very good for you, no matter what your age is, and it's very easy on the joints, too. So great exercise regardless, but it's great for blood pressure. Now, there's a lot of nutritional things you want to think about, too. Blood pressure, obviously. You want to watch sodium intake. You also have to make sure and work with your doctor, make sure that your adrenal glands are not overly fatigued, because if they are, that can affect blood pressure as well. But there are certain supplements out there that have been shown to be helpful. There's what's called NO2, nitric oxide, and there's a combination of citrulline and arginine, which have been known and helpful at working with pressure-related issues in the body. And so that's something you might want to do some research on. NADH is a version of niacin. It's a non-flushing niacin, and they've had some strong studies on that with potassium and magnesium. So, I mean, there's some good things out there. If you want to look into it, go to a health food store and talk to some of those folks there, and they can kind of guide you. But a good healthy diet is important, too. I know your doctors have probably talked with you about that. And, you know, a healthy diet, or a diet that's that's high in the omega-3 fats, low in the high glycemic carbohydrates like the bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, those sorts of things, and then keeping your protein levels at a moderate level, good lean quality proteins, chicken, fish, beef, eggs, those sorts of things. All of that is a great way to go. It's about balance. You don't have to go extreme with anything, but it's about balance. Really when it comes down to blood pressure. Exercise, eating well, managing your stress, watching the salt intake, looking into some of the supplementation, and looking into the rebounding. I mean, there you go. That's it right there. And as long as you don't, if you're not extremely overweight, then you should be successful at it. So just a couple things to think about. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Kathy. Hi, Kathy. Welcome, darn. How can I help?
Hi. I am preparing for a 60-mile walk for breast cancer,
okay.
And in the training walks that I'm doing, I've noticed the more miles I do. We have arthritis that runs in my family, but I've never really struggled with it, and my hips have started grinding. It's the only way I know to describe it. Is there something I can do exercise-wise or a supplement that I can take to kind of help deter that from becoming a problem?
I would do a couple things. I mean, if you're asking my thoughts on it, I mean, glucosamine is okay, but again, vitamin D is just such a big player. Get a blood test done for vitamin D with your doctor. That's always a good way to go. Omega-3 fatty acids are really important. The actual oil itself, so a tablespoon at least once or twice a day is typically indicated for people that have a lot of joint-related issues, but vitamin D is a big player. But believe it or not, cutting out foods from your diet will actually make a big difference in joint pain. A lot of times it's inflammation that's caused by gluten, which is a protein found in most grains. So breads, pasta, cereal, crackers, a lot of the flour-based foods can really cause a lot of joint pain. It's amazing. So you might want to start eliminating some of the foods out of your diet, like the flour-based foods and the cow's milk dairy. Do it for 2 weeks and see how your body responds. You might be surprised that you have a food allergy, possibly. Thanks so much for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio. We'll be right back with some more Healthy Talk Radio. The phone number, 888-283-7272. There's always hope for better health.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT. EAT to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.